Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We've been working diligently hard behind the scenes, trying to be able to put things together, the suddenlies, when prophecy comes to pass. You got to pay close attention, and we have a tendency, as in our human nature, is to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to be reminded. As a matter of fact, I believe that the over and over again, what the Word of God is about, it says, remind them, remind them, don't forget. And Pat and I have a tendency to forget, and
hell,
so we
I
write
do.
Things down. Now, John's got a photograph. As a matter of fact, he's got a photograph for every memory.
Sure did.
He does. Thank God if you did. They wouldn't believe us, man, if you didn't take
us.
A picture. Well, we're going to be talking about China today. We're going to be talking, believe it or not, we're going to be talking about China, and will we be speaking Mandarin in the future? And, of course, we're Americans, so we probably don't even know what that is. That's actually the language spoken in China, part of it. And some prophecies that were given by Dmitry Studeman, reiterated by Michael Badia's grandson. Been trying to, we have Michael Badia. And I'm saying, Michael, you know, hello, Michael. You know, hello, you know, we are trying to bring this word back, what the Lord had said, and he just couldn't remember, recall. But praise the Lord that God brought it to me.
Yep.
And it happens to be the day and the week that Russia cuts the deal with China for $400 billion. It's called Russia-China Inc., and we'll be talking about that in regards to Russia and China just cut a gas deal because of what's taking place with their threats from the West. Mm-hmm. Also, we'll be talking about in our programs today, Rick Joyner gives a prophetic word in his journal talking about Christianity is moving west again. Moving west again, which is China will be the, which is, you think about, believe it or not, I know, we're only 300 and something million folks. They're 1 point something. Their church there is bigger than America.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
You know, the church there, not the CCC church, but the church. And it's like, oh my goodness. And I love the way that Rick Joyner, he does a real good job of talking and saying it much better than I do. But there's grace.
Oh, yeah.
It's grace.
For all of us.
I do say it better than Pat says.
Yes, you did.
Right? What he actually meant was don't jump in the lake. What he meant was go fishing by the lake.
Right.
And if you happen to fall in, he won't be disappointed. It's a transition package, as you talked about.
That's right.
You're transitioning from the side of the lake into the lake and having a diving experience. Anyway, yeah, I mean, so many things are taking place in China. It's amazing, and it's exactly what was prophesied about by Dmitry Dudeman in 1996, and God showed him. Also, we talked about some words from Dmitry Dudeman. God gave him a specific word from about America, and when he came to America, he was just on fire. He could not believe, because everybody talks about it. I'm looking around right now. But when he came to America, he heard about so many things about America. It's a Christian nation. You know, it's this city on a hill. And when he got here, he was so disappointed. He could not believe that there was so much darkness in America. And he was just like, dear God, why would you bring me here? This is so bad here, you know. And he began to cry out. And we have that for you on the VFN Torch. As a matter of fact, go to VFNTV.com, and in the menu there, you'll see VFN Torch. Click on that, and it has prophecies, which you can click on and choose that. And you can find and search for Dmitry Dudeman, which is D-U-M-I-T-R-U. D-U-D-U-M-A-N. Important, because I always spell it wrong.
Wow.
There's no autofix to that name. And so, did you mean George? And so, what God gave him when he was crying out was a word for America. And I know that when we obey God and what God had called us to do in launching out with what he told us is a battleship in regards to doing spiritual truths into the atmosphere, as that it's just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, it's a march to the fire. But the prophecy that he wrote down in his book is called America Through the Fire, and which is totally amazing, because it so lines up with what the Lord showed us. Because in this prophetic word that he gives, and we're going to be sharing a piece of the word, the dream that came in 1996 about Russia and China and America and about what Rick Joyner is saying and about what God has spoke specifically to me about and what Ashley spoke to Pat about. And he was either diving or surfing in China. We haven't figured it out yet. But he said specifically and over again, he says that but God's going, he's going to send angels to see his people through. His folks, there's going to be a differentiation between those who are really the Lord's versus those who are just religious or those who, you know, who don't have anything to do with God, which I really believe, by the way. God says, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but not lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe the repulsiveness to the Lord has to do more, since he says, I'll spew you out of my mouth, what he talks about. By the way, you might not know this. In Revelations, he talks about, I'd rather you be cold or hot, but because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. This is a word given. And I mean, when people are just solidly in darkness, you can define them.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are solidly in light, you can find them. Mm-hmm. But the ones who are really gray, and there is no gray areas, is either yes or no. Mm-hmm. Anything else is from the evil one, then they really hurt a lot of people. They hurt the people who are in darkness, who are trying to find the light, and they tell them that we are the light.
Mm-hmm.
Or they hurt the ones who are in the light by leading them astray. Paul talked about that. He says, you know, I've just warned you day and night without tears, never stopped warning you that wolves would come in amongst you, even come from amongst you to lead you astray. And so I believe those astray folks are the gray folks in regards to the lukewarm folks. And but he says that this thing is going to be happening, and what's going to happen is that the true church is going to rise up. So you can just get excited, because if you're a believer and you made Jesus Christ truly the Lord of your life, you didn't say a prayer, but you said, Jesus, you're my Lord. You know what I'm saying? You're following him on a daily basis and abiding with him. This is going to be the most exciting days the church has ever seen. You know, with it, persecution, yes, but understand it's a victorious church. So we'll be sharing about that. Don't forget, we're four programs back to back. You want to be able to catch every program on China. And we're going to do our best to be able to deliver, you know, some of the things that we've been saying, which, to remind you, you know, prophecy is about, and none of us like calling ourselves a prophet, but we're definitely given some prophecy here.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't have a card or anything like that. So, you know, Prophet Incorporated.
Right.
But it's amazing when God speaks, you just say what he says, and it's amazing that it's exactly what God, he's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. And he's speaking specifically about China. I'm going to talk to you also in today's programs about China, about when I went to seek direction for the Lord in a local seeking in regards to, not just local in regards to a nation. I meant local to the regards to a simple work of what God was doing at that time, which is part of the Malachi mandate that we have in our history, and being a pastor, founding pastor of a church at that time. And so I asked the Lord for a directional dream. As a matter of fact, Donna says, why don't you ask the Lord for a directional dream?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, you know, I said, Lord, give me a directional dream. You won't believe it. You know, I mean, here I am already overwhelmed with the Malachi mandate. We're taking the whole world camping. We're trying to find mentors. We can relate to, it's hard to find a good man because he can't pass the background check. And all these different things are going on, trying to pastor a founding work of a church where there's like Jezebelic transfers. I don't know. Anyway, all these things are going on. And you're thinking, like, how do you manage all this? And so Donna says, you know, why don't you ask for a directional dream? So I asked for a directional dream that night, and what do you know? The Lord talked to me about China.
Hmm.
I mean, it had nothing to do, not even this side of the entire globe. He showed me in detail China. He showed me some things happening in China. He showed me what was going to be happening, some different details and directions. And today, things are shifting that way. And so I want to be able to encourage you that understand, and we said this before, we have an article up, hopefully it's called E Pluribus Unum, though we're many, we're one. That's the church. There's many parts of us entire. We're not, it's, America is not the church. The Constitution is not the Bible. So I mean, my desire is that America stands. My hope is that America will return to its original intent that God had for this nation. And I really believe this third great awakening, it looks like it's happening. We have great opportunity for that to take place. But no matter what, the church is not, America is not the church. Right. Now, the church is in America. The church is in Canada. The church is in Mexico. The church is in China. As a matter of fact, most of the church is in India and in China. If you add those believers up in India and China, everybody else pales in comparison to this huge populated areas there. And which means that's exciting, because whatever happens in any part of the body of Christ, everybody should celebrate. And what they're going to teach, I'm going to talk to you about what Rick Joyner's talking about here in this word that just came out this week, is about how they're going to be able to purge out all the Americanisms, you know, the corporatisms, and they can really teach us a few things about humility, sacrifice, contentment, and just going. When he says go, you know, it's not, America's like, but does that include a 401k when you go? And how do I keep my, it's like, what are you talking about? And this is what one man said that to Jesus. And this is what he said. He said, let the dead bury the dead. He said, unless if you put your hands to the plow and you look back, you can have no part of me. Let me say something to you, America. That's the same Jesus, same gospel, and this church is worldwide. If we turn our backs on the work of God, the call of God, what he tells us to do, he says, you're not even worthy of the kingdom of God. So we have to rethink, get back to the original tenet of the word, and begin to do what God says. And this is very encouraging to me, because we can learn a lot from our brothers and sisters in China. We'll be right back and start this talk after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is religion allowed to be censored from school events? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son has to give a speech at graduation, president of student government. He was told specifically by the administrator that the speech has to be inspirational without religious reference.
Well, as the class president, your son is allowed to give the speech to the school, and he can include religious references in it. And there's been some conflicting decisions, but most of the decisions support when it's truly an elected student body representative. I mean, when you've got the president of the class or the highest grade point average being put in the position of giving a speech, they can include a word of personal testimony or their own version of a prayer without a violation. And the school in that situation is getting it wrong. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we will get you some help right away.
Learn more about student rights and the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you. Because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today. And it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life. And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. I know as adults, we should be able to do that. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. This is so amazing. The prophetic word of God. God lets us know what's going on. And I'm reading from you a prophetic word that just came out from Rick Joyner and this week. And he's talking about a shift taking place. Let me read it to you so I won't mess this up. And it kind of lines up. We're talking about China today, but he entitles it Christianity is moving west again. And of course, Americans were thinking, oh, we're going to go to California. It's like,
no.
And he says, there is a saying that contains an important insight. In Jerusalem, Christianity became a religion. In Greece, it became a philosophy. In Rome, it became an institution. In Britain, it became a tradition. And in America, it became an enterprise.
Oh, wow.
That's something.
Wow.
He goes on to say, there is some truth to this, and it is not all bad and unintended. The new creation culture that was to be received by all nations was also intended to receive from all nations. Let me read that again. The new creation culture that was to be received by all nations was also intended to receive from all nations. In other words, we were supposed to receive something from all different nations out there. This is not to imply that the basic tenet of the faith was to be modified, but the gospel would help apply the best to all nations to a culture that would become the highway Isaiah spoke about that will be built to prepare the way of the Lord. This is an amazing word because he's talking about how everything is shifting west, and I'm trying to get this where I can actually see this thing. He says, however, some of the worst of the nations also entered into the fabric of Christianity and to a degree corrupted the application of the gospel. Each time the center of gravity for the advancing church moved, there would be some purification, but not total. So every time it would take a jump, he's saying that, you know, good things would happen, but not total. In the American church, we have reflected some of the best and worst religion, philosophy, institutions, traditions, and business all mixed together. We have all this kind of all mixed together. Many have learned to take the best and leave the rest. Some of the most remarkable expressions of Christianity through the church are now found in America, as well as properly some of the worst. Many Christians from around the world have come to learn from churches in America and have taken what they've learned back to their countries. Many of these did a great job filtering out what should not have been applied in their home countries and have raised up works that are truly exceptional. Now, many Americans and others are going to them to actually learn. So what you're having now, the thing about it is real difficult when you think about it. If you think America's the church, you think, well, how can someone leave America to go to China to learn? But the whole thing, America's not the church. The church is in America. So what can God does in the church in one nation, you can go to the other nation that took it to the next level. God took it to the next level, and you could learn something. This interchange has increased dramatically during this time for easy travel and communication, so it's increased because you can get there, you know, back and forth and internet and all that kind of stuff. For this reason, there are truly remarkable churches growing up all around the world. As the center of gravity of Christianity moved west from Jerusalem from the last century, it seems centered in America, even though some of the greatest works and revivals were elsewhere. It is about to make another major leap to the west. The center of gravity of Christianity is going to move to Asia. Then it will find its way back to Jerusalem. This is a word being given by Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, which totally lines up with what we're talking about today. So what will be the contribution of Asia to Christianity? For one thing, it will be a filter that removes many of the impurities added to Christianity by other cultures that have influenced it. They will do an even better job of holding to the good and removing the bad. This is not all they will do, but it will be a major contribution. We can expect this to start. We can expect to start hearing two great questions from Asia. What is the pure gospel? Man, we've been talking about that, mm-hmm. right? It's difficult in America. Right. There's just so much junk. But what is the pure gospel, and what is the purest expression of Christianity? And they're just like, you know, what is the basic thing? I mean, how can, if the prosperity gospel was true, why don't you preach it in Nepal, the poorest place? You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, go to the poorest place on the globe and preach that. That's awesome, dude. Go to Nepal and preach it. There, it's the poorest people on the face of the earth. But if it doesn't work in Nepal, then that's not, you know, if it doesn't work, if he doesn't preach everywhere, it shouldn't preach that's anywhere.
Right.
And then he talks about, and then we will see a relentless pursuit of these, which is, you know, what is the pure gospel and what is the true expression of Christianity? And this is so exciting because this totally lines up with the journey that God has had us on and trying to find out, you know, what, it's just real difficult when you find out you're like Josiah and you're looking around and going like, that's not what it says. Have you read it lately?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you read it lately? It doesn't say that. I'm sorry. It doesn't say that. But it does say this, the thing that you're preaching against. It does say this. And so you think about it, it's like, my goodness. And Josiah, what he did was saying, well, we're going to do what God says. But he was a king and he was able to do that. Think about America. Just know this, that this is a government by the people, for the people. It's we the people. So in the context of that, pretty much everybody in America, if you're a citizen, you are considered the king. And you choose the government representatives that you're having. And in that, you know, you can turn things around like Josiah did if you choose the right kind of leadership. And the first of all, you got to have Christ's leadership in your own heart. It's not about politics or anything of that nature there. But I thought this was pretty interesting, you know, that it kind of lines up because when I'd asked for this directional dream that I was talking about, you know, God was showing me China, and it didn't make any sense to me because I could barely handle what was going on. But the whole thing about it is not about you handling anything. It's about what God's doing. And what he showed me specifically was that when I asked for this directional dream, he showed me flying in on a large aircraft, flying into China, landing. And I had this full busload full of men. They were all men. And we were going to this particular place, and we were crossing over this bridge. And on the bridge, on both sides of the bridge, imagine there's water coming under the bridge. So on the right side of the bridge or the left side of the bridge as you're going over it, there was an identical rock, iceberg, whatever it was. It was identical on both sides of the bridge. It was just, you could look this side, it looked the same, and that looked the same, which very well could be the church, you know, on both sides of the bridge and what God is doing. But I remember all of a sudden the bus pulling up behind this particular place where we're going to eat right there. I remember it was speaking to the man and all. And we were going to go there and eat. And some other things that I can't necessarily share right now. But God was showing us, like, what does that have to do with anything?
Right.
You know, what is that? China. And then I remember, so I'm going on a sabbatical to be able to, as God is launching us out where we know about the VFN Dream Center and the foundational work for it and laying that foundation, that I spent some time on a sabbatical. And in this sabbatical, it's in the wilderness. I mean, it was a wilderness. There's nobody around. It is way out in the country. And we're talking tents and electronics are gone. Everything's gone. But there's no way that you know, you're just going to be alone with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know? I'm right there camping, and a man from China comes up to me. In the woods, in the wilderness. Yulong from Hong Kong. His parents worked and retired for the government in China. And I was just amazed at what, and we began to talk, and we're just intrigued. He was telling me about his future and what he's planning on doing. He wanted me to come to Hong Kong. And at that point, God just gave me this love for China. Because it wasn't that I didn't love China. I just didn't know China. I had American Chinese, obviously.
Right.
But true, you know, China is, it's just the different folks. And so in that, as a matter of fact, the bond was so intense when we were talking out in the wilderness, and he actually came just for a season of time to Vanderbilt and to do a tour of America. And when he did that, he they brought him through and just happened to be bringing him through, and they were camping at this particular place, just so happened to be there. Mm-hmm. And God gave me such a love for China. When we were leaving each other, you just feel this draw on both of us. And we've been in communication since then. He's invited me to come to Hong Kong. But listen, God's going to do something very big, and we need to find out and hear more clearly. And we're going to talk about it. And you can kind of see, as we're going to talk about the G20, we're going to talk about Russia, we're going to talk about the economy shifting and these different things in these programs. Make sure you catch them on China, because God's saying something, and it looks like people are just fulfilling the plan and the will of God, what was going to happen in the earth. But it is amazing. Understand this, the best days of the church are ahead. And God loves China. And if you're thinking about getting Rosetta Stone, get the version of Mandarin. Get the version of Mandarin so you can talk to your Christian brothers and sisters.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much. And he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
In a time of great peril, the light of liberty grows dim with every passing day. Listener, your nation needs you this summer in Washington, D.C. My name is Rodney Howard Brown, and I'm inviting you to come to celebrate America, to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall for the first 3 weeks in July. Celebrate America is going to be a spiritual invasion of a Jesus kind. You, your church, your youth group, we're calling all the believers to come and be a part to help take JC to D.C. Your nation is counting on you. July the 1st through the 19th will be nightly meetings held at the DAR at 7 p.m. and then mass evangelism in the mornings on the streets. Admission, of course, is free. Come and celebrate America's heritage, the 238th birthday, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, who acknowledged firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. The only hope for America is another great spiritual awakening. If not now, when? If not you, who? Enlist today for free at CelebrateAmericaDC.com. That is CelebrateAmericaDC.com.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
We're talking about China today. You need this is amazing what has taken place. We talked a little bit earlier as I was reading a word from Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, and in that, he was talking about how Christianity is about to take a shift west, and that doesn't mean to the wild west of California, but all the way to China. And that was very interesting, because that has a lot to do with some of the things the Lord has been you know, showing us over a period of time. And so we're going to continue talking prophetically about China and, you know, what is God saying about China and the church in China. And I like the one thing how he described in the earlier program, you can catch it, where he says that Rick Joyner does, In Jerusalem, Christianity became a religion. In Greece, it became a philosophy. In Rome, it became an institution. In Britain, it became a tradition. And in America, it became an enterprise. And that's so important because when you look at the church in America, the first thing people think about says, man, I got to get incorporated. You know, it's like, well, you do. You know, people have business cards going, I am evangelist so-and-so incorporated.
Right,
like,
right.
What are you talking about? Or, you know, people are saying, well, to be able to start a church, you're going to need $1.3 million because you have this and you have that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the things that we've turned it into, or somebody says, you know, the pastor or the leader hears from the Lord and God speaks to them and says, you know, I want you to go left. And so he or she steps up and says, we're going to go left. And then today, American church says, well, have you ran that by the board?
Right.
And it's like, I would say that is an enterprise. Mm-hmm. That's an enterprise. An enterprise, then you can actually do business. You know, the church complains about the government, how they do business. You know, right. They're wasting money or whatever. That free enterprise could do it better, mm-hmm. whatever. But American church, according to George Barna, is paying $1.3 million per baptized believer. And infrastructures and salaries and all of that. So I don't think that it does not do much better than the government there. And so he was taking, I mean, this is this week when Rick is talking about, Rick Joyner's talking about that Morningstar Ministries. And so, I mean, you can see the shift. I mean, although our value of ourself in America is really high. I mean, we have a high, you know, we think very highly of ourselves. Understand that God does think very highly of Americans, but he thinks equally highly valuable about everybody on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. It's equal, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's not all about any nation. It's about the plans of God and what God is going to be doing. And so I read about that, what he was talking about. He was talking about how that pretty much every time that the church shifted to a new nation, that it would lose some of the wrong things that it had going in it, and it would go to a next level, but also would pick up some things from that culture. And how when the church shifts to China, that it would shift in such a way that they would really purify it. And in the context of some of the things that you would be hearing from them, he says, is what is the pure gospel? What is the pure gospel? And what is the purest expression of Christianity? And the truth is, it's family. It's God, Father God, gave his son, Jesus Christ, on behalf of his creations, mankind, that they make Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, then they become sons and daughters of God. Family. And look at the big attack of family all over the world. I mean, it's amazing how just everything to do with family seems to be under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because that is the greatest expression of what God wanted. I mean, the first thing God created on the earth was a husband and a wife who had children. It was family. And it's Adam and Eve and,
right.
you know, their children. And so the thing about it is how do we get back to family? And one way we do that is relating to God as our Father and understanding when his son, Jesus, our Lord, said, when they asked him, how do you pray? He says, this is how you pray. You talk to our Father as our Father, not big one in the sky, not my co-pilot,
right.
You know, Father. I mean, think about that. That's huge. I mean, because prior to that, that's the last thing that Israel would have ever thought about. Is thinking about God as Father.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his son, Jesus, saying, I want you to pray this way. This is how you pray. Pray like I pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it are we wanting our Father to be known and the Father heart of God to be known, it's the Father. Mother's heart. You got to check that previous program. Is that we want His kingdom to come because He's our Father. Some people say, you know, what is God this and God that? Is like, well, He needs to be your Father. He's not your Father yet. You haven't entered into the family of God yet, because if He's your Father, you know that He has good plans in store for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you, save you from the wrath of to come. And and that was John.
Okay.
And so think about this, that so it's family. And so one way that you would express, you know, the purity of the church, what is the purity of the church? To treat each other like mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters, the way family would. This is what He talks about in the Word of God. And so we're all children of God. And so it's one way of thinking about, you know, we don't just dump what we've been doing in America. We want to get to the purest form of the gospel. We want to get to the purest form of Christianity. And think about this too. And I'm going to be sharing a word from Dmitry Dudeman in a moment, because Russia this week just signed a deal with China for $400 billion. USA Today is reporting, which because of what's been taking place in the West and how this thing has been building up. And we've been talking about it on VFN Radio, VFN TV, but we're going to bring some of these words back to help you understand that God's been kind of giving us a glimpse at what's going to be coming and what's taking place. And there's a strategy. The world is being organized right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in a specific way. And it is totally amazing to see. So think about this. Forget about the world. We, as sons and daughters of God, we need to start asking the question, what is the purest form of Christianity? You know, what is the purest form of being a Christian? And in that, start getting rid of everything that's not pure, everything that's not God. You know, and there's a lot of good things that are not God.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it'll help you if you don't have to buy that $250 bouquet in the front of your gathering every single week. You can give that to Mrs. Jones, who's having difficulty right now with her car or something. You know what I'm saying? And so in that we're gonna be taken down to the purity of the gospel. And when the gold is refined, all the trash and the silver is refined, all the trash comes out of it. And it's not a negative thing for the hay, wood, and stubble to come out of it. It's not wrong. And your life is a lot easier when you're not, don't have a whole bunch of religion to tote around with you. And then all you have is this pure relationship with God, which is authentic, and you're sharing not your organization, not your religion, but you're sharing about your honest, authentic relationship with Jesus Christ, who you just heard from a few moments prior to that, or that morning when you're spending time abiding with Him, and the true church arises. But we're going to talk about, you know, this deal that just went down, this $400 billion deal, according to USA Today, between Russia and China. And what does it have to do with a word that was given by Dmitry Dudeman in 1996 when God gave him this dream, which we had Michael Bodia on, and he couldn't recall it, but praise the Lord, the Lord brought all the details of it back to me. And I have it written down. We're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch, but you can get to it at VFNTV.com. And on the menu choice, it has VFN Torch on there. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And so he's saying, listen, that's the reason why people who struggle, they struggle understanding this, is because they don't have faith and to know Jesus Christ, that this is real, that the presence is real. Somebody says, well, that ain't real. It's like, I'm healed, I'm forgiven, I'm blessed, I'm saved. You're sad. Listen, this is going to be the secret. Let me tell you the secret for what's about to happen. Stop being ashamed of Jesus. Stop being ashamed of the power of God. Stop being ashamed to pray in the Holy Spirit when God gives you the utterance. Be God's son and God's daughter. Isn't it interesting? He says you can talk about anybody you want to. You can say anything you want to. And you can even dog my name out. But if you talk against the Holy Spirit, you may never, ever, ever, ever be forgiven. And how many people attack the Holy Spirit. Ridicule, it's God's Spirit. You're talking about the heart of God. We wouldn't be in the condition that we're in right now if it wasn't for what we're preaching from the podiums or preaching from the microphones. It's the church that sets people free in the power of God. It's us. We're the one that determines destiny. We're the ones that change the DNA of people's hearts that end up beginning to lead a nation in a different direction. It's Christ and us is the hope of glory. And so then it's the power of God. Jesus is saying, I'm leaving. I'm sending you the second counselor. I'm the first counselor. And I'm sending him so that you're going to have power, not just to do whatever, just to be my witness. So I witnessed of me. The Father witnessed of me. You see me. Now you be the witness of me. And you go tell somebody about me. You can't talk about somebody you don't even know. You can't talk about somebody you don't even believe in. You got to believe. This is not a fiction. This is real. God created everything that you see in heaven and earth, and he filled every bit of it. And he's the one that holds us together. He designed the very seasons and times that we would live only for one thing, to see if you would reach out and touch him. He's not far from you, but you won't even acknowledge him. Now is your day. I'm sorry for what the church has done, but you're still going to answer alone. By yourself, you can't blame anybody.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV, the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We are talking about some prophetic words and happenings that are taking place this week and the fulfillment of it. And I guess we'll talk about the word first, because this really was just driven into my spirit. And it was a dream that was given to Dmitri Dudeman in April 22nd, 1996, and it just never left me. And in this particular dream, Russia, China, and America are in this particular dream. And he was praying, and he went to bed one particular night. When he woke up, suddenly a trumpet sounded, and a voice cried out. This is that word that was being given in the dream that he had. Cried out to me, he said, stand. In my vision, I was in America. I was walking out of my home, and I began to look for one who was speaking to me. As I looked, I saw three men dressed alike. Two of the men carried weapons, and one of them was an armed man, and he came to me. I woke you up to show you what is about to come. Come with me. This is what Dmitri Dudeman's having his prophetic dream. He said, I don't know where I was being taken to, but when we reached a certain particular place, he said, stop here. A pair of binoculars was handed to me, and I was told to look through them. Stand there, don't move, and look, he continued. You will see what they are seeing. You'll be able to see what they're actually saying and what they are preparing for America. So this is something that was being prepared for America. He says, as I was looking, I saw a great light. A dark cloud appeared over me. I saw the president of Russia. I saw the president of Russia, a short, sounds like Putin, right?
Yeah, right.
Chubby, he'd be really offended. Chubby man who said he was the president of China, and two others. Okay. So you had the short, you had Russia president, you had the president of China, and the last two also were there, but I didn't understand who they were. However, I gathered they were part of Russia, part of the Russia-controlled territories. The men stepped out of a cloud, so they're actually in a cloud. The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans. Do not fear. We will attack them from behind. This is a prophetic word, prophetic dream, vision being given to Dmitri Dudeman in 1996. And it goes on to say, a voice said to me, watch where the Russians penetrate America. Think about this. And if you've heard some prophetic words, one given by Brett Holderbaum, mm-hmm. what God has shown him, some given by Johnny Foote, and some that we've seen. He says, watch where the Russians penetrate America. I saw these words being written, Alaska, Minnesota, Florida. Then a man spoke again. When America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning.
Wow.
Well, as you're looking right now, right this moment, that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, is basically poking America's fingers in China's chest, saying, you know, you're committing espionage against us. And I think they said something back in Mandarin. I don't know what it was. It could have been something like, we own you.
That's right.
We have your debt. You buy our product. I don't know. They didn't say that, but I'm just saying. It's like, don't pick a fight with the giant.
Your mortgage payment is there.
Yeah, your mortgage payment is still right. Anyway, and he goes on to say in this prophetic word by Dmitry Dudin, which is, this is coming to pass. The other two presidents spoke, we too will fight for you. Each had a place already planned as a point of attack. As they're attacking Taiwan, attacking America. All of them shook hands and hugged. They shook hands and hugged. That happened this week. This week, President Putin made it's called Russia-China Ink. They're playing a word on the ink that you write with. We're talking about incorporated. And they cut a $400 million deal.
Million.
$400 million deal. Is it $400 million or
actually billion?
$400 billion.
According to this article.
Yeah, $400 billion deal, according to the USA Today. This week, it's happening. And he says that they hugged each other. Then they all signed a contract. One of them said, we're sure that Korea and Cuba will be on our side too. Without doubt, together, we can destroy America. I'm just giving you a prophetic word here from Dmitry Dudin, which Michael can remember. It's like, Michael, the Lord has spoken here.
Right.
The president of Russia began to speak instantly. Why let ourselves be led by the Americans? Why not rule the world ourselves? They have to be kicked out of Europe too. Then we can do as we please with Europe. The man standing beside me asked, this is what you saw. They act as friends, and they say they respect the treaties made together. But everything I've shown you is how it will really happen. You must tell them what is being planned against America. Then when it comes to pass, the people will remember the words the Lord has spoken. Who are you? I asked. I am the protector of America. America's sin has reached God. He will allow this destruction, for he will allow this destruction. He can no longer stand such wickedness. God, however, still has people that worship him with a clean heart as they do his work. He has prepared a heavenly army to save these people. As I looked, a great army, well-armed and dressed in white, appeared before me. Do you see that? The man asked me. This army will go to battle to save my chosen ones. Then the difference between the godly and the ungodly will be evident. Mm-hmm. This is huge because this is coming to pass. If you're looking right now, I don't know if you can see the G20 picture that was up, that it was held in Russia, and you're probably seeing it on CTN right now. You can see it at the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. And on your menu, you see the VFN Torch there. Understand that when all the nations got together in G20, which means 20 nations' economies got together, that what happened was very symbolic, because in that the President Barack Obama, which is America, strayed behind all 20 nations. So you had 19 nations that came out with Russia leading, just like this particular prophetic word that was given in 1996. And I believe it was almost 1 hour later, 45 minutes later, down that sidewalk came America. And it's a photo. It was literally laid out. And then it takes you back to, I don't know if you can actually hear this or not. You have the president's meeting with the president of Russia at that time, and he talks about, I'll have more flexibility after the elections, what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Do we have that?
Yeah, I have it.
I want you to listen to this. This is the president speaking to Russia.
My wife's election, yeah. After my election, I have more
He said, I understand it. I will transmit this to Vladimir. And that's Putin. He says, after the election, I'll have more flexibility. Understands, look at the theme here. Russia, 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 1996, Dmitry Dudeman, Russia. Words again and again, Russia. And just right now, just poking our fingers in the chest of China. And while we've actually weakened our military, but look at this too. I mean, think about this. Do we have the picture? I mean, when they were doing, we were choosing our leaders, whoever you were going to choose. You had everybody meeting in different places, and America was voting on who their leaders were going to be. Well, one particular place that they were meeting the leaders, the very one who says, I have more flexibility after the election. I mean, look at the picture right now. You're looking at the Russian fleet. Do you have Russian fleet?
No, I don't have it right now, but we can have it
You
later.
Can see, well, you see it right now. That is, that's the... Behind all the ones who were speaking, who are now leading our nation, that military fleet, that's Russians. That's Russia's fleet. That's Russian ships.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power of a nation. When you talk about a fleet, fleet's not like that's their little fishing boats. Right. This is the power of a nation. And so in that, sending a message to Vladimir, sending a message that I'll have more flexibility after election, just relax a little bit. And you're looking at right here in the context of this, that's like, this word's coming to pass, and things are about to shift. Well, then you go back and look, and you heard it in an earlier program, you know, Rick Joyner talking about that the church is going to shift west, and it's like everything's going to shift west, and just the standard flow of economies have always shifted east and shifted west. But this is like the final shift, because once it shifts to China, you're looking at China coming down to Jerusalem, that big, you know, coming down to all that different area there. But he's talking about why should the American dollar be the primary currency? And that's exactly what they're talking about now. But that was what Dmitry Dudin was shown by the angel that protects America. So what am I saying about all this? I'm saying that, do we have that footage of them signing that agreement from USA Today? You got to see this. This happened this week. This is the deal being cut that Dmitry Dudin was shown by an angel.
In a move likely motivated by an effort to avoid sanctions from the West, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed off on a huge gas deal with China Wednesday, worth $400 billion. The contract has been in talks for more than a decade, but the final agreement comes during Putin's two-day visit to China, as analysts say the Russian president wants to aggressively shift the country's commercial interests east. Sanctions from the U.S. and Europe have been mounting over Russia's interference with Ukraine. Sergei Yudkin, a political expert at the Russian Academy of Sciences, said, quote, it's a demonstration of the fact that Russia always has and always will have other options to develop relations elsewhere. The threat of isolation coming from the West will not be complete. The partnership will see Russia export up to 38 billion cubic meters of gas per year for the next 30 years, starting in 2018. But it's not the only evidence of the neighboring country's closening friendship. Plans already announced between the nations include building the first railway bridge over their long border and manufacturing Chinese cars in Russia. The countries almost promised to more than double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2020.
This is so amazing. There it is. It's coming to pass. When I'm looking at this word again, this is what the angel said to Dmitry Dudin. He says, you know, who are you? When he's talking to the one talking to him, he says, I am the protector of America. America's sins have reached God. He will allow this destruction. What destruction? Well, Russia and China coming in with other countries coming in against America. For he can no longer stand such wickedness. God, however, still has people that worship him with clean hearts as they do his work. For he has prepared a heavenly army to save these people. As I look, a great army, well armed and dressed and white appear before me. Do you see them? He asked. This army will go to battle to save my chosen ones. And then there will be a difference between the godly and the ungodly, and it'll be evident. I want to encourage you, make a decision, not a religious decision, Make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Now is the day. The day is the time. But understand this, that based on the prophecy, these things are going to come to pass. But the church has seen, has yet to see its greatest days. It's about to take place in the earth. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We are so excited, by the way, to welcome our Gulf Coast audience in our new time slot now, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. to be there as soon as you get home from work. We want to give you a perspective of all the things that you heard throughout the day. And, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And we want to be able to you know, God, what does this mean? You know, and hearing from many in the body of Christ, and just hearing ourselves from the Lord, and spending time abiding with the Lord and praying over it, you know, trying to make sense out of what, you know, if you were to think about it, doesn't make any sense at all.
Mm-mm.
Oh my goodness. Listen, man, what the Lord is doing. If you missed, and you've got to catch it, in regards to Ezekiel 38 and 39, make sure you get a chance to go and listen to it. You can go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast. I like to give a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners are out there, because that's kind of how we are today. Everybody's so mobile. Things are moving so quickly. You need to listen to it when you need to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And you need to listen to what you need to listen to when you're listening to it. And you can do that by downloading our podcast. Mm-hmm. Just go to VFNTV.com, mm-hmm. click on
the podcast.
Click on the podcast, and you get whatever format that you need. What happens, it just gets downloaded in your stuff somehow, and you can mm-hmm. play it like you play a record. No, a CD. I'm sorry, a CD.
What's a CD?
Download, I guess. And you can, and it's just really cool because then you have it. Think about this. You know, remember all the years. Yeah, buy the tape. Buy the, we're giving it to you.
There
it's
you
yours.
Go.
Have it freely.
Free.
You know, freely, the Lord's given it to us. We give it to you. Go to VFNTV.com and download the podcast today. Your future may depend upon it.